Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
We were just talking about the scary spiders and snakes and how scary they are. Most people don't want to own those. But they asked people, what exotic pet besides spiders and snakes would you like to own?
Okay, well, we own ferrets.
Well, you know what? That time actually made the list. 3% of people wanted ferrets.
Ferrets are cute animals. They're a bit of work. I wouldn't suggest getting one without doing the research. And they require a lot of exercise, but they are cute.
Along those same lines, 2% wanted skunks. I'm like, I want you to have some kind of operation where they get rid of those stink bags.
They have a scent removal thing.
Wouldn't you like, though, to have a skunk, to have the scent on it so you could just, like, if somebody you don't like.
Just aim it at them.
Yeah, aim it at them.
Squeeze it like a trigger.
Yep.
All right. 4% of the people wanted chickens for an exotic pet. And my aunt, she, like, they raise chickens. They got a whole barn full of them. Yeah.
Fresh eggs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of them are kind of fun, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, pretty much any animal that won't claw my eyes out, I'm going to try and domesticate it.
Well, I know you are a big animal lover. 4% wanted lions. Like, that ain't, no.
Tigers and bears.
3% wanted ferrets.
Yeah.
4% wanted lions.
Yeah.
That's how you tell stupid people apart.
This ain't realistic, just to let you know.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, the 5% wanted elephants. That's what, if they could have an exotic pet and own an exotic pet, they want an elephant. So imagine cleaning up after that one. Does it have a litter box? What do you do with the elephant?
Poopy scoopy.
That's why I was saying it wasn't.
So, I don't really understand. Like, this is fantastic, crazy stuff. I thought I thought it was going to be animals like ferrets and exotics like those sugar gliders.
Oh, cute.
Stuff that are super cool but exotic.
Well, it is. It's people reveal the type of exotic pets that they'd like to own. That's the poll that they took.
And they chose elephants and lions.
I would pick a tiger over a lion.
Tiger was 10%.
A lion just seems too hairy. I don't have to take him to the groomers.
Yeah.
Shed a lot.
Shedding on your couch. I got lion hair all over the place.
But you should save a lot at the groomers because you're only doing the mane. You don't have to do the whole body.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. And the number one answer, people want a horse. 14% wanted an exotic pet as a horse. So,
Is that exotic?
I didn't think of it as exotic either, but it be a lot of work. I mean, you have to love horses.
But that's a more unusual one, don't you think?
I wouldn't call it exotic.
I know that where I live, there's zebras out there and camels and llamas.
Oh, yeah. Emus.
Yeah. You know the place, don't you?
Yeah.
It's fun to drive by there. You can't pet them or feed them, though. The signs are up.
Oh.
The duck-bill platypus was not even mentioned on this.
Aww.
So
those are actually somewhat deadly.
But how so?
They've got like the males, I think, have a poison that they can get you with in their back legs or something like that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Huh.
Then
you don't want to do Perry the Platypus like is on, what's the guy's name, the TV show? Phineas and Ferb.
Okay.
They had a pet platypus.
Yeah. Then they ask adults, this is silly stuff again, top animals people would want to see in the wild. Now, You know, living in a smaller city like, you know, here in the upstate, I see a cow pretty much every day of my life, or a horse.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Just drive down Butler.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
So these were the top animals people want to see in the wild. Let's see if you've seen any of these. Number 10 was kangaroo.
No. Wait, in the wild? You mean?
Yeah.
Not at the zoo?
Yep.
Okay, no.
We don't live in Australia, so.
Yeah, well, you know what? I did pet one at the Ark in Kentucky one time. There was a kangaroo, but that was not
real
in the wild. Yeah, yeah. You could pet the kangaroos there.
I've seen too many get into a fight.
Yeah. Polar bear number 9 was on the list. A penguin was number 8 that people want to see in the wild. Giraffe, which I got to feed that giraffe at the Greenville Zoo, and that was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Giant panda was number 6 on the list. Now, here's whales. Have you seen a whale? In the wild?
Not in the wild, just
okay.
Yeah, at a zoo.
That's kind of fun. What a zoo? What, you're making that up. Okay, in the wild, no one's seen a whale?
No.
No, but he's right about Shamu was at SeaWorld, wasn't
mm-hmm. But that's not in the wild.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why I said a zoo.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen a whale.
Yeah.
I've seen dolphins.
Now, at a whale, I went to Alaska one time, saw the whales. Like, you go and...
The whale?
There's a whale. The whale sightseeing adventures that you have there. Lion was number 4 on the list, which my brother did see those in Africa. He's got a picture, and there's like this big bunch of lions behind him.
No.
And he's going, shh, with his finger up.
You couldn't get me on a safari for nothing.
Great picture,
either,
though.
Kato.
Really?
No. Mm-mm.
All right, a dolphin was number 3 on the list.
Hollywild scares me. Is it Hollywild?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody seen a dolphin or swim with a dolphin?
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I've never. Well, I mean, I've been in the ocean, so yes, technically, but
okay,
not like buddies. We weren't swimming together. It wasn't like, icky, icky, and we
I've
went
done
swimming
that.
Together.
Yeah. I did that in Mexico once.
Nice.
Did you do it with a manatee?
No, it was a dolphin.
No, I'm like, they have the manatees, so they can swim with the manatees in Florida.
You know that you're not supposed to touch them? Like manatees, if they come up to you, you are not supposed to touch them, which is wild because they like come right up to you like they want to be pet.
They're like sea cows.
I know. They're so cute.
Top 2 that people want to see in the wild is a tiger and an elephant. Again, making the list. Number 1, people want to see an elephant in the wild because when you do see them in the zoos, they seem like they're just so sad.
Yeah. They're in prison.
Yeah. That's what I put you in for.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I want to see any animal in the wild.
I'm with you.
Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This is the strangest news story I may have seen all year, and it's got some interesting tweaks to it, too. A man who was in, I believe, New Mexico, went to use a bathroom inside of a Walmart. And as he sat down on the toilet, he felt something prick the skin of his fanny.
Oh.
He looked down on the side of the toilet, and with that white medical tape, there are 2 syringes taped to the side back of the toilet, and he sat down on these 2 syringes. They have a pink liquid in them. He took a picture of it.
Uh-huh.
He went to the hospital and brought the syringes with him. They weren't able to tell what was in them. It looks like pink hand soap. But I don't know. They haven't tested it yet. They've still got to do the test. But he said that before he went in, there was a man wearing a black T-shirt with a demonic symbol that came out of the restroom.
Oh.
So they are looking at the video to try to figure out if that guy did it or if it had been there longer or what exactly happened here. Mm. Right now, they don't have much evidence to go on. Now, what I mentioned, there was some interesting side parts to the story. I was reading the story, and it says, in an interview this week with the Tri-County or Tri-City Record, which is the newspaper there, Roth, that's the guy's name, who spoke on the condition of anonymity, said he was not sure the police believed his story. And he added that he no longer uses public restrooms because people have to pay attention to their surroundings. There's demons out here everywhere. So he spoke on condition of anonymity, and they posted his name and picture in the story.
Wow.
So I don't know exactly how that works, but they apparently don't care whether he wanted to be anonymous or not. But the police reports don't have much to go on, and they're calling it inactive now because they just don't have enough evidence. That's freaking me out a little bit to think that you might sit down on a toilet and somebody's put something in a syringe and taped it to it.
But it's just one of those like urban legends because you hear all the time, like, oh, you know, somebody went to pump gas and there was a needle in the pump handle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hadn't heard that one.
And they went to press it.
New fear unlocked.
There's been these stories going around for a while now.
Well, this guy took pictures. So unless he did it himself, right. It happened.
How do you not look before you sit down on a public toilet seat?
Sometimes you're running.
Yeah, it did sound like he was in a hurry when you actually read the story. He said he waited a long time to get in, and whenever he was finally able to get in, he sat down quickly.
So you got it on the toilets, you got it at the gas pump, so whether you're giving or getting gas, you need to be careful.
And I will say this was taped to the back side, like to the, like if you were looking at it straight on, it would be the left back where you probably might not see these two little needles sticking up.
Jeez. It seems like that he would have left it, called the police immediately.
Right.
Let them take it.
Yeah, I would,
and let
I would
them
call
do
a police
fingerprints.
And wait. Now, he did. He said he picked it up with a paper towel so he wouldn't mess up anything like that. And they actually did do some kind of DNA test on it, but they haven't got any results yet.
You know what? And they should have like that roped off stuff, like where somebody dies, you know? And they could put it up on the bathroom stall until the police get there. Like, do not enter or, you know, some, I don't know what it says.
And you walk past? Yeah. I bet somebody died in there?
Yeah.
I know you were going with that.
No. I would. I'm just like, you know, rope that off until they get there to know that nothing's been tampered with.
Yeah.
Well, he wanted to go straight to the hospital to make sure he hadn't been injected with something that would hurt him right away.
Yeah.
And apparently the hospital is not able to test that kind of stuff. As, like you would hope, I guess. It's not really what they do.
It ain't like TV, where they get it back in less than 30 minutes.
Right. They would have had, like, the person's ID based on the DNA left on it or something.
I just don't get people why they want to hurt other people for no reason. Don't even know who's going to be sitting there. It's like, you know, they're not even getting revenge. You're just hurting just to hurt.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's messed up people out there. Well, I mean, it's like the guy who did Tylenol back in the day.
Yeah.
There's a lot of crazy people.
All those, you know, scams and stuff online where they create viruses and stuff. They're just doing it to be mean.
Yeah, why not do it for good? Create good viruses.
Yeah, get good viruses and get bad people with it.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, according to the dating websites, they've analyzed people's profiles to find out which hobbies are the most attractive.
Okay.
Do you have an attractive hobby or not? Meaning, obviously, you get more matches if you list these hobbies. And if you hate to travel or you don't exercise much, maybe you want to stretch the truth. And stretching the truth is actually some only exercises people get sometimes. Stretch the truth a little bit. Get a couple reps in. So, most attractive hobbies and interests for the guys first. These are what the guys, they need to post, I guess. Most attractive hobbies and interests a guy can have are traveling, exercise. Most attractive hobbies and interests a guy can have. Did mention going to the theater.
I think when they say going to the theater, they mean like a different thing than when women say going to the theater.
Well,
like when women say go to the theater, they're like wanting to watch a play, and guys are wanting to see like some kind of action movie.
Well, okay, it could be that. But even though women want to go to the theaters, it's not mutual. Women who say they really love the theater get fewer hits online than the guys.
The guys are like, nope, not doing that.
That's what I've been trying to say. Sorry about that. It's taken a while.
It's Monday.
But it's kind of interesting that the girls, if they mention it, I think it's because, you know, the guys know they're going to be going to see Wicked and some of those, you know, Les Miserables.
Like Tom says, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when we say theater, we mean something totally different.
Do you say theater?
I don't. I say the movies.
I say the movies.
I'm so scared to say it because John says I say it wrong.
The theater.
Theater. Is that wrong? Theater.
That's just fast.
Okay.
Theater.
See, it sounds the same to me.
Theater.
Let's go to the theater. Watch a play.
All right. Dancing, also mentioned. Cooking, doing stuff outdoors, so, you know, hiking, stuff like that. Pets, photography, and sports. Now the 10 most attractive hobbies and interests women can have are exercise, which surprises me.
Yeah, the guy wants to make sure she's not going to let herself go.
Yeah. Traveling. It's another
traveling
thing.
Seems to be universal.
Art.
Really?
Yeah. Got to be a little artsy.
I don't think I would care about that in a profile.
Dancing. Doing stuff outdoors like the hiking and stuff like that. Cooking. Learning is something that the girls...
Maybe she's teachable.
I could be. I don't know. And then music. was also a big interest of most attractive hobbies for the girls.
Most of those I wouldn't care that much about.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that explains why I didn't get many hits.
I don't even think I care that much about her hobbies, because I may or may not be doing them with her. Like, my wife has very different stuff that she does than I do. We don't have to do everything together.
I think you go into it assuming you will, and then eventually you're like, that's okay.
That's why
you go do your thing, I'll go do mine.
That's why the dating profiles are so important at first.
Yeah.
Then you kind of drift off fixing, you know, your own thing.
Well, even like my wife, I used to be big into photography when our kids were younger. Now she has taken over all my stuff, and she's big into it, and I'm not as much. So it kind of, I think, you can't expect everything to stay the same.
True. You change so much.
You're like a gateway drug.
I was.
You got addicted to photography.
I did, actually.
Well, they say if you ever lived or worked abroad, mention that, too. People who lived in another country get more messages. And so do people who speak a second language.
Well, they have twice as many people able to contact them.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Bonjour, y'all.
Uh-huh. It's kind of interesting, I guess, because let's say they have. That makes a lot of sense, Tom.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jean Bon Jovi.
That was French, I could tell.
It was. A survey also found men should list at least 6 hobbies on their profile to get the most matches. But for some reason, women get fewer hits if they list more than 4 hobbies.
What happened to long walks on the beach? Did we all stop doing that?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, wow. Yeah. When did that happen?
That's
I'm just out on
hobby.
The beach by myself.
Well, I guess it's an exercise.
Vote in 2010. Exactly. The guys did.
Yeah.
We didn't tell the girls.
I think the reason is because with the girls, you're going to be, you know, they're going to be your social director. And so if they got a bunch of hobbies on there, it's like, oh, we're going to have to go do that again. Walk on a beach.
Yeah.
That a long walk, too, not a short one.
I'd be like, I'm worn out reading your hobbies. Gosh, exercise, walking.
Yeah, hiking, doing stuff outdoors.
Mm-mm.
Can we just sit on the couch and eat some Cheetos and watch a movie?
If you say Netflix and a beer, okay, you got me.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
All right, it is almost Halloween, and I found an interesting thing today. In a poll, 60% of Americans said they have had at least one paranormal experience.
Ooh.
I don't know if this counts as paranormal, but it's the closest thing I ever had. I was sleeping in late one Saturday morning, and I woke up to the sound of my mom saying my name. It was as if she was at the foot of the bed, and I could hear Tommy as clear as day.
Mm.
I immediately got on my phone and called home to make sure she was okay, because I was thinking, oh my God, what if she had been in an accident and this is her ghost saying goodbye?
Oh.
Was it like a hissy Tommy?
No, it was like she was in the room crystal clear saying my name.
I had the same thing happen. It was not my mom. I kid you not.
But I thought it was Tom's mom.
I heard it was Tommy. Just like that. And my hair stood up, like my dog stood, because I had Coda at the time. He stood up and was growling at the foot of the bed.
Oh, that's freaky.
I'm like, okay, we're done here. We're done.
I saw one on social media the other day. This lady takes her baby to its father's gravestone, and the baby looks like it's laughing and seeing something. Aww. And every time it looks over towards the tombstone, it starts giggling and laughing and waving.
Oh, wow.
That was a good creepy, but wow. That's the good news, too. 16% say they've seen a ghost, but 30% said they were good ghosts, not evil ones. Now, that wasn't a ghost with my mom. I guess it was my mind playing tricks on me, but it was eerily realistic. Like, I really thought she was standing at the foot of my bed, even though she was in Florida and I was in South Carolina. But they said, here are the things that people have had paranormal experiences with. 35% said they felt a presence or unknown energy. They could actually feel something in the room with them.
What's it sometimes when you can just feel chills and your little hair stands up on your arm? You ever get that?
Yeah, a little chill bumps.
Now, this next one is kind of funny. 32% have smelled an unexplained odor.
I think all of us have had that happen at some point.
Yeah.
We just had it here in the studio, but it was explained. It was Cato's egg. 31% have heard an unexplained sound or music.
Oh, I have this old music box, basically,
right?
At my parents' house. It has not had batteries in it for years. I had it when I was a kid. And I was in that room a few years ago, and it just started this.
Oh, that's like a horror movie.
Barely even playing, and I checked the batteries, and they were not in it. Oh, my parents also just happened to live right next door to a funeral home.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, there's that.
That is creepy.
I had, like, it's late at night, and all of a sudden, I heard something in my garage. And I go out there, and the treadmill was on.
Oh, what kind of fitness ghost do you have?
I'm like, they don't need to lose any more weight. You can barely see them anyway.
Girl, you skinny enough.
I had some boxes on a shelf or something, must have fell and hit the treadmill. Oh. I was like going, oh, goodness. And what ghost wants to really exercise? Come on.
I say 26% have heard the voice of someone who wasn't there. That was mine. 26% have also felt an unexplained change in temperature. Like a sudden chill in the room.
Yeah,
that is freaky.
Yeah.
People have seen lights or other devices turn on, like Hawk's treadmill.
Yeah.
18% have seen those unexplained orbs of light. And you'll see those on videos sometimes. And I always assume it's something that the camera's catching that we don't.
When those lights turn on, I hate that. You got to go around going, who's leaving all the lights on in here? You're yelling at the ghost and the kids. I'm like, come on.
And then 10% have seen an angel, 9% have seen unexplained smoke, and 7% claim to have actually seen a demon. I don't want to see that. That's definitely not on my list.
I worry about the fact that my child will look up in the corner of the room and just start giggling. I'm like, stop it. Don't do that. Look over here. Focus
that's creepy.
Over here.
Also, guess who's more likely to have a paranormal event, men or women?
Men,
38%, women, 28%.
It was that dad that saw it first in the Amityville Horror, right?
He was part of the evil. he made him evil.
Yeah. Men are more likely to think it's some rational explanation than women, though. So they're like, oh, it had to be because the box fell off onto the treadmill or something like that.
Meanwhile, I'm going to be like, oh, a ghost pushed that box.
Exactly.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, girls, if you really want your man to listen to you, you have to talk to him at the right time. I have those times for you and the times when you're not supposed to talk to him.
All right.
It's going to be very helpful, I think, for relationships anyway. So the right time is to talk to him as you have started eating dinner.
I was going to say, get that mouth full and then talk away.
About half the men say that's when they're most ready and willing to listen.
He's looking at you like, it was really chewy. And you're like, no, it's not. So anyway, as I was saying.
I think that dinner is unfortunately not as common as a family anymore, but right. It is a great time for everyone to talk things over and to share stuff.
Yeah.
They also say best time to talk to him, to have his attention, is a drive, a long drive or short drive. Just if you have something, you know, very detailed, you want to tell him about that on a long drive.
That is a great time because we can act like we're listening, but we're actually staring straight ahead at the road and driving.
No eye contact.
It's also great for us because you can't get out.
True. But
you're locked in.
But mentally we escape.
Escape.
We're looking at that street sign and everything. Oh, that's a nice car.
Okay, best times to talk to your man, and I thought this was very underhanded. It's an underhanded move, but they say is in front of your parents because it's harder for him to say no in front of the in-laws. What? I'm like, come on. I question that one.
Yeah, that's pretty sleazy.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So, worst times to try to have a serious talk with your man. Do you have any guess?
Bedtime.
Okay, yeah. Bedtime was not mentioned because a lot of times people bond for a bedtime talk.
In the middle of a football game.
Yep, that was mentioned.
Learn that one.
Any sports, if he's watching that, that's the worst time to talk to him.
Especially if his team is losing.
That was, yeah, for yeah. sure.
Now, when you say talk, you don't mean like there's an emergency, our kid is in trouble, mm-hmm. stop watching the game, or are you going to wait till the game's over?
It's like, let me just watch this play, honey. I'll be right there. Yeah. Did he break his arm? Is he okay? He's want him to walk it off.
He's going to spend 3 hours in ER. I'll be there.
I think they're talking about, hey, let's work on having yes. more alone time, and let's visit my mom more.
All right, playing video games. We have mentioned that one before because he does want to get through that level. And if he, you know, he can push pause for maybe 1 or 2 minutes if you got a specific thing to ask him. But don't make it long and drawn out. Cell phone scrolling, if he is doing anything like that, you know, you can tell him to pause for a second.
I say my wife talks to me all the time, and I've actually made an effort to set the phone down now. That way I don't get distracted.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, make a lot of jokes here. But honestly, like, you're in a relationship, and it should be okay to be like, hey, let's have a conversation.
Yep. Yes.
The fact that there are rules on this is kind of wild.
I would unplug the video game and shut off the cable.
Throw the remote at his head.
Yeah. But that's going to make an ugly conversation.
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk about what our problems yeah. are. Well, one of them's the fact you just threw a remote at my head.
All right. So cell phone scrolling, anything like that. They also say showering. Showering is one of the worst times to try to talk to your man.
I disagree. My wife talks to me a lot, like especially on Sunday. We're getting ready for church, and she'll be in front of the mirror, and I'm in the shower, and it's not a bad time. I don't have anything else going on.
Really? I like the kids will get, they'll come in and ask me questions, so I can't hear you. I'm like underneath the water right now with my, you know, I have to turn off the water.
Wow, you need to get better ears.
You know, anything you're doing in the bathroom is a good place. You've got them caught.
Well, that's true.
I mean, they're going to be sitting or showering. I said sitting.
You can get their attention by wiggling your fingers underneath the door.
So, oh.
Yeah.
No, I mean, go in there with them.
Okay.
Just bring a chair. Sit down beside them.
But the door's closed.
Can you imagine dragging a chair up and he's on the toilet and you're like, so let's talk about what happened yesterday.
spraying some spray.
Also brushing teeth, the worst time to talk to a man. Because he's got something. He's sitting there trying to brush his teeth. I mean, unless you don't want an answer at all. Hey, is it okay if I spend some more money on Amazon? I can't understand you, honey. I went ahead and spent that anyway. And then the worst way to get him into a conversation is by saying what?
We need to talk.
We need to talk. 80% of men say that phrase scares them so much, they'll do anything to avoid hearing what comes next in the conversation. So you want to start your conversation with not that. Like, we need to talk later on tonight. Don't do that, because all day long, he's probably thinking the worst, and you could be saying, oh, we won the lottery.
You know? Well, that was something you should say right away.
But don't you think they do that on purpose? Women do?
Oh, just to drive the man crazy?
Just to, I'm going to make his day at work till he gets home. That's all he's going to think. He's going to think about everything he's ever done to me.
I couldn't handle that. I'd be so stressed. I'd be throwing up. I'd be like, you need to talk to me right now. Yeah, what's
too.
Happening?
I couldn't handle that.
I'd be throwing up on the other one you guys mentioned a while ago.
Yeah.
Scoot that chair over, would you?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.